El Paso Playhouse, located at 2501 Montana, is celebrating its 49th anniversary season. What better way to do that than to go back in time? With me is Ken Forrestal. His day job is with the UTEP Psych Ed and Special Ed Department, but theater director is why he's here, and he is directing a series of radio shows. Welcome, Ken. It's good
Thank
to
you.
See you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, tell me about the idea behind these radio shows.
Well, it actually started a year ago when I recommended to the board about War of the Worlds. They accepted it. We did it, and it got such a good response that on dark weekends, I started doing a series of radio shows.
So this is it. Dark weekends is in between the bigger productions?
Right.
And what makes this well-suited to a dark weekend?
Well, you don't need a set. You can close the curtain. And I'll set up the front part of the stage, the proscenium, to look like an old-time radio production.
Okay.
And we set it up. We have old. I made some replicas of microphones from the 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
We have an on-the-air sign. We use a live Foley for our productions, which is right there. And the Foley is one who does the sound effects.
Ah, yes.
So the audience can see the sound effects being made by this person who's Joe Pfeiffer.
Oh, galloping coconut shells and the whole bit.
That, and you'd be surprised what we use for the sounds.
Oh,
and the audience loves it.
That's got to be good, because I remember, the very end of that kind of thing, and it's just so gone. This is great. What about dressing costume?
We will dress in period suits and dresses to kind of make it look like it's from the 30s and 40s, depending on where it is. I own a plethora of period ties, so I'm able to supply them to the male cast members, but the female cast members will wear period dresses and stuff.
How many cast members typically?
It depends on the cast. For War of the Worlds, we have 9.
Okay. Oh, and I guess the ladies have the stockings with the seam up the back old pumps and the whole bit.
And they wear their little hats.
The bird nest hairdos.
Yes.
How cool.
Yes.
Well, before I forget to mention, the Halloween special performance of War of the Worlds, now this is based on the H.G. Wells book, is going to take place this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m. Now, how did you choose that date and time?
The original production was on October 30th in 1938. And it was done at 9 o'clock, so I'm trying to stay as true to it. So we are doing it Tuesday, October the 30th. It's 7 o'clock here, which is 9 o'clock New York time
Excellent. Excellent. For those there might be some people out there, I'm sure, who have no clue what happened with right. Orson Welles. Give us the backstory here.
Well, Welles adapted this for his for the radio show. The amazing thing about this, they did no pre-notice or anything like that. There was nothing about, we're going to do the War of the Worlds tonight during the show and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They just came on and they did it. And if you know Orson Welles, he did it a very realistic adaptation.
Oh, he had a news commentator's presentation.
It was
very serious.
They put the show on. It was interrupted, saying that there's strange lights had been seen. Then they went back to the ballroom and they played music. Then it was interrupted again. And then, of course, after a couple of sequences, he went right to the reporter, Phillips, on the scene, talking to this scientist, Pearson, who was trying to explain it. And then it kind of just moved on to where they actually were interviewing eyewitnesses, talking about these things from outer space, these explosions, these fires, and that they couldn't destroy it. It was quite the thing at that time.
Well, this gave him a great deal of notoriety, and I guess it was a good and bad situation for him.
Some people, there were some injuries. There were people that got in their cars
panicked.
And fled. They panicked. People were running in the streets, running all over the place, because they did not know that it was a dramatization. They thought this was an actual thing going on at the time in 1938, yes.
What do you find particularly satisfying about doing the radio show versus, or different, shall we say, from radio show versus a standard dramatic production?
Well, with the radio show, it's historical. We're bringing some history to it. It's written differently.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it's got to be all voice. You cannot put your body, because you cannot portray your character through some body language. You've got to do it through voice. And I think that's what the actors, I have a pretty good set of actors, and they really enjoy it. And the big thing is the people like it.
Mm-hmm.
And we do the original commercials.
Oh.
It's the original commercials. The audience gets they chuckle at the original commercials.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we change nothing. If I do a radio show like we're going to do Philip Marlowe from a certain date in April, we're going to do that one with the original commercials and everything intact.
Oh, that's going to be fabulous.
Yeah.
Now, you also have coming up in February and March two plays that you have written. Is that correct?
Right. We're going to do them in March. It's two one-act plays. One is called Hospice. Is a play that I wrote that became a screenplay that was filmed. And now I'm going to bring back the old play, and I'm going to do it. And it's a play based on Charles Cullen, the Angel of Death, the nurse from Philadelphia who unfortunately killed 48 of his patients.
Ah, yes.
Then Scarfs is a piece about codependency.
Yeah. And then you said the next radio show will occur in April.
We're going to do a Philip Marlowe. And then one of our actors, Rick Fitzgerald, who plays the announcer.
Yes.
He's got that voice in
yes.
all of our productions, wrote a radio program called 97 to Go.
All right.
And we're going to do it in April as part of our two-part. We do two shows a night. And we're going to do 97 to Go by Rick Fitzgerald in April.
Oh, what a fun yeah. offering. This is just going to be a blast. The El Paso Playhouse celebrating its 49th anniversary season in part with these special radio shows. So at 2501 Montana, you can attend the Halloween special, War of the Worlds, based on the book by H.G. Wells. That's Tuesday, October 30th at 7 p.m. And, of course, this was directed by my guest, Ken Forrestal. Thank you so much for coming in today, Ken. For information, people can call 532-1317 or visit elpasoplayhouse.com.